Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes and a bunch of tracks from here and there. This is show number 232, and I'm glad you're with me. You know, summer is a time of family reunions and picnics and so on. I just had two family reunions, a high school reunion too, imagine that. And so I'm doing a series now of shows about families, all the songs and tunes that have family in the title, or uncle or aunt or cousin, that sort of thing. I don't go to brother or sister because it's usually extended families in the summertime. This is Quig out of Cape Breton. This is a set of tunes called Uncle Leo's Jigs. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Thanks for joining me. A set of tunes there from Coig. That was Peter Burns, Farewell to Wally Range, and Uncle Leo's. And there was something called Uncle Leo's Jigs from their CD called Ashlar. And Coig from Cape Breton. They got together in 2010 to do some performances at the Celtic Colors Festival. And they decided to create a band, which is a great thing because their music is amazing. They all have traditional roots. There were five originally. This has been a quartet for a while. Chrissy Crowley on fiddle. She has sort of world and contemporary music influences too. Jason Roach has a jazz degree. He's on piano. He's an amazing kind of piano player if you ever get a chance to see him. Darren McMullen on guitar and banjo and mandolin and so on. He's worked everywhere from Irish to rock groups and so on. And Rachel Davis, fiddler, is maybe the most Cape Breton traditional, but she has folk and roots as well. In 2018, the band was named Roots Traditional Recording of the Year at the ECMAs for their release then. They've got, four CDs? Maybe five. Anyway, they've got a great Christmas CD as well. And they're a band of fast friends that kind of grew up together, played together, knew each other way long before they considered being a band, which is maybe one of the benefits, I suppose, of growing up in tight musical communities. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 222, and we're talking about extended families today and using that as our riff. Next up, we have Mick Maloney, Eugene O'Donnell, and Seamus Egan. They're doing something called Uncle Dan McCann, which is a great old Irish song about immigration to America, which fits because Mick, Eugene, and Seamus are three generations of Irish musicians who are based at this time, they were based around Philadelphia when they were recording this. They came together to celebrate Irish-American musical history. Seamus Egan is at home on the flute and tenor banjo and Ullian pipes and so on. Mick Maloney did a lot to redefine, reshape, and popularize Irish traditional music over the years. And Eugene O'Donnell on the fiddle. Mick and Eugene played together for a couple of decades. Then Seamus joined them. They did, this was back in the 70s, 80s maybe. They did about three releases. They were albums at the time, yep. And they also had Johnny Doyle on the guitar sometimes. So this is from their CD called Three-Way Street, Uncle Dan McCann.
I've lately wandered over here to search for me Uncle Dan. He left the County Galway in the year of 61. Where he's gone to, I don't know. I searched this country high and long, but back to Galway I can't go without me Uncle Dan. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. Well, if any thou neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Let me tell you of me Uncle Dan. By God, he was a mighty man. He swam the River Liffey twice a day. He ran three rounds at the Phoenix Park. He could dance and sing just like a lark. He wasn't afraid to go home in the dark, me Uncle Dan McCann. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. If any thou neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. I found me Uncle Dan McCann, a very prosperous Yankee man. He holds a seat in Congress and he's leader of his clan. He's helped to write America's laws, his heart and soul in Ireland's cause. God help the man who opened his jaws to me Uncle Dan McCann. So here's to me Uncle Dan McCann, typical bit of a Galway man. He fought all through the Civil War way back in 61. He was supple and limber in every joint. He wasn't afraid of the bayonet's point. He belonged to the fight in 69, me Uncle Dan McCann. Thank you.
That's Cousin Sally Brown. The name of the tune, that's Kit Gut String Band. The CD was called Rebel Raid. They were a Toronto-based kind of, they're kind of still around. Well, some of the members still are, at least in other Toronto-based bands. And they played the mountain music of sort of whiskey revelry and gospel salvation and so on, hollering and harmonies and so on, with fiddles and banjo and upright bass and guitar. Like Frank Evans is with the Slocan Ramblers. He's been with other bands as well. Tony Allen. Actually, I'm playing a cut from a Tony Allen CD later in the show. Max Evans on fiddle and so on. I think they had two CDs out. I don't know very much about them. I should, you know... Sometime when I see one of them, I should just ask them, so what was the Kit Gut String Band all about? But it has some great string band Appalachian music. Before that, we heard Mick Maloney, Eugene O'Donnell, and Seamus Egan, and Uncle Dan McCann was the name of it. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're talking about extended family today here on show number 232. Next up, we have Shanaganok. It's loosely translated from the Gaelic meaning creature of the night, which is great because... Shanaganok is one of Newfoundland's best party bands and best heard at night at a festival. So the sound is pretty influenced by sort of Irish and Celtic music and strong vocals. And somewhere around 1994, two of them, Mark Hiscock and Chris Andrews, were sort of double booked in a bar. And so they sort of played and they suggested, well, let's make a band. And it certainly has worked out. They've traveled across Canada, the US, Europe, Middle East, to the North Pole even. And they get along very well. They leave the drama in the band and have a great time at the shows. They've got about 15 albums out, maybe something like that. This is a classic song from the Newfoundland tradition. This is Aunt Martha's Sheep.
Well, come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Carmanville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joel Tuxil and stole Aunt Martha's sheep.
The yaddy 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 ya.
Hey! Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make you laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry cause we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep.
The yaddy 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 ya.
Hey! We caught the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lamb she'd never see again. She knew that those dead strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour, well, she felt a dreadful night.
The yaddy 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 yaddy.
Well, Aunt Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. She said she'd catch the robbers no matter what the cost. Next morning, just at sunrise, she to the office went. And to the RCMP, a telegram she sent.
The yaddy 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 yaddy.
Well, the mouse, got the message and he started in to read. This is from Aunt Martha, telling an awful deed. Last night my sheep was stolen, by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail.
The yaddy 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 ya.
Hey! It was just a short time later, about 12 o'clock that night. We had the sheep a-cooking and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We chopped a look at the minion when the money walked in the door.
The yaddy 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 ya.
He said, sorry boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelled the meat a-cooking and I had to come in and check. You see, a sheep was stolen and a thief is on the loose. As a comrade in enjoying a server having a finger moose.
The yaddy 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 ya.
Well, he came right in and he sat right down. We gave him a piece of the sheep. This is the finest piece of moose I know I ever eat. About 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all good day. If we get any clues in the sheep, sir, well, we'll phone you right away.
The yaddy 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 ya.
He said, thanks a lot, you're a fine darn bunch, I promise I know you'll keep. If everyone was as good as you, she wouldn't have lost her sheep. After we left, we had the piece we had in the oven to roast. We might have stole the sheep, boys, but the Mountie ate the most.
The yaddy 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 ya.
Out to ride, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Uncle Rat went out to ride, Kitty alone and I. Uncle Rat went out to ride, sword and buckle by his side. To me, Kex McCarry took a medal, Kitty alone and I. Lady Moss, will you marry me, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Lady Moss, will you marry me, Kitty alone and I. Lady Moss, will you marry me? Ask my uncle, that's a cheat. to me cax my cat, he took an idle kitty along and I. Uncle Rattle, I marry Lady Mouse, kitty along, Uncle Rattle, I marry Lady Mouse, kitty along and I. Uncle Rattle, I marry Lady Mouse, yes, kind sword and half my house. To me cax my cat, he took an idle kitty along and I. Lady Mouse, where will the wedding be? Kitty alone, kitty alone. Lady Mouse, where will the wedding be? Kitty alone and I. Lady Mouse, where will the wedding be? Ask my uncle, Rat, said she. To me, cax me cat, he took another kitty alone and I. Top of a holly tree. To me cax me cat, he took another look at the alone and I.
Song there about, well, rodent courtship customs, maybe? Who knows what it's about? That's Danu, a band out of Waterford in Ireland. They started around 1994 or so, consolidated in the year or two after that. Their first album came out in 1997, and now they've got somewhere like 10, maybe something like that. The band has a number of All-Ireland winners on accordion and melodeon. You know, you thought they were the same instrument, right? Yeah. And former members of band like Cordine and Stockton's Wing and so on, people with famous last names like Clancy. There's a great list of folks who've contributed to the success of Danu over the years. Some still play with them while in Ireland, but have given up long international road tours, but they're still a part of the family. They've won a number of awards from the BBC and from Irish Music Magazine and so on. That was from the CD called All Things Considered. The song was called Uncle Rat. For that, we heard Shanaganok and Aunt Martha's Sheep. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 232, and it's a show about extended families. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, or Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 in Cornerbrook, or possibly CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, at 102.7, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Okay, next up we have a band called Shred Kelly. I think I've played them before. They're out of Fernie, BC. They've got 5-ish albums, something like that. Lots of tours, sort of alt-folk, sing-along anthems, sort of high-energy live show. They've sort of fused some traditional instrumentation with modern rock, and sometimes they mix like clawhammer banjo riffs with high-voltage guitars, you know, and sweet harmonies or whatever. They emerged from the heart of the Canadian Rockies in around 2009. And they've taken their show from sort of humble beginnings on that Canadian ski town circuit to the international stage. This is from a CD called Sing to the Night and a song called Family, Oh Family. This was a song that was a bit, you know, kind of reflective of what was happening in the band and their lives and their phase. And Family, Oh Family is about the discussion that many couples have around, well, should we start one or not? This is Shred Kelly.
all the things we need and build a house among the trees and start it right. Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? You then.
And that was Sharon Shannon from a CD called Sharon Shannon. Simply, it's Anto's Cajun Cousins. She's an Irish musician, best known for her work with the accordion. Plays a whistle and melodeon fiddle as well. Her first album came out in 1991, and it was the best-selling album of traditional Irish music ever released. Well, for maybe recently there's been one, but for a long time. She was born in County Clare. She began performing at 8 years old, and she toured with a band in the United States when she was just 14. And she's worked with bands like Arcady and so on, with the Waterboys. But she's really been focused on a solo career with lots and lots of collaborations. Something like 16 solo releases. If you ever get a chance to see her, it's great because she's such a comfortable on stage. And she just shares the stage with all of the other great musicians around her. And despite the fact that she's sort of a goddess of accordion, she doesn't let on. Sharon Shannon. Before that, we heard, I believe it was Shred Kelly. Yes, something called Family, Old Family. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 232. We're talking about extended families, you know, cousins, families, uncles, aunts, and so on and so forth, and reunions. And so next up, I'm going to play, this is a rather long track compared to what I usually play. It's from the Chieftains, a band formed in 1962 by Paddy Maloney, Sean Potts, and Michael Tuberty, and Sean Arata played with them for a little while on their first album anyways. And their sound is almost entirely instrumental. Later, there's more vocals. It became synonymous with traditional Irish music. And they continued to release albums through the decades. And they went on to collaborate with all kinds of well-known musicians and singers, incessantly touring. They worked on soundtracks. They're always spot on in concerts. They won 6 Grammys, nominated for 18. Emmy, Genie, Lifetime Achievement Awards. The Irish government called them Ireland's music ambassadors and so on. In 2012, they celebrated their 50th anniversary with an ambitious world tour and an album. The album was called Voice of Ages. It was produced by T-Bone Burnett. I'm going to play you a track from that where they do a reunion. Basically, they do a bunch of clips of other some of their favorite songs, I guess, and tunes, with some of their previous members as well joining them. So they were really good. Paddy Maloney was really good at arranging these long events where a whole bunch of musicians would play, and they'd play a variety of tunes and songs effortlessly, smoothly, going from one to the next. In February of 2019, the Chieftains embarked on an extensive farewell tour called the Irish Goodbye Tour. They were, 55, 56 years together at that point. And it included European, Canadian, U.S. legs and so on. And on the 13th of March in 2020, International COVID Announcement Day, the band announced that a few tour dates of their Irish Goodbye Tour had been postponed until further notice due to COVID-19. Unfortunately, Paddy Maloney, the soul and the spirit of the group, died in 2021. So those dates were never played. There's two remaining full-time members, Kevin Conniff, Borana Vocals, and Matt Molloy, who's on flute and tin whistle. They both joined in the 70s. And there's 9 other former full-time members. 3 of them, I think, are passed away at this point. And there's 8 touring members and hundreds of collaborators. Anyway, this is the reunion as it's done, a family reunion as it's done by the Chieftains. And I'm not going to name all the tunes because they don't either. Thank you.
away to Kitty old Petticoat Warren. She comes from the mountains, her stockings are black. I'd love to be tickling the small of her back. She comes from the town, her stockings are brown. I'd like to be stretching her garter. Married, never says she. However, today she's married to me, the mother of seven grandchildren.
I would have a good laugh after that, too. That's 11 minutes of just tune after tune, song after song. That was the Chieftains, some of their former members as well. That was recorded for an album 2012. It came out Voice of Ages, and they simply call it the Chieftains Reunion. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 232. We're talking about families, extended families, reunions, and so on. This show, as we will for about probably two or three shows anyway, maybe, who knows, you know? It depends on how many CDs I can find on my shelves that have some tangential relationship to uncles and aunts and cousins and families. You could be listening a variety of places to this show, and I'm glad you're here, however you got here. It could be Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. If you're in London, Ontario, maybe it's 106.9 Fanshawe's The X, Sydney and Cape Breton. Maybe it's 107.3 CJBU Caper Radio. If you're on Belle Island or in Conception Bay South somewhere, 93.9 FM Radio Belle Island, however you got here. Thanks for joining me. Well, we go from the Chieftains to something rather different, a bit ridiculous, I suppose, Roger Miller. And I've never quite figured him out because, well, he has some really interesting, odd lyrics, including this song, which is called My uncle used to love me, but she died. And I'm trying try to figure. It's from his CD, King of the Road. Roger Miller was a country pop hit maker, mostly in the 1960s, grew up in Oklahoma, dirt poor, as he'd say, did farm work, picked cotton and plowed and educated in a one-room schoolhouse and so on. He was introverted as a child. He often dreamed about composing songs. He listened to Grand Ole Opry and liked the Light Crust Doughboys. Well, who doesn't, if they've ever heard them? They're a great band. I hope I've played them on this show. I don't know if I have. Learned the guitar and the fiddle and began a kind of a one-off, on-and-off musical career. He wrote songs for lots of other people. And a friend of his said that Roger was the most talented and least disciplined person you could imagine. And indeed, his life is a bit of this and that. His favorite song, he said, was You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd. And that's a great song, too. That's, I think, the first song that I really realized. Not even King of the Road. Roger Miller is a kind of a person to watch. This is My Uncle Used to Love Me, But She Died.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. The chicken ain't chicken till it's looking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Fool bid me quarter, 30 cents for a ring of keys, $3.65 for a dollar bill of groceries. I'll have me a car on someday, but till the 90-year ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's looking on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Hamburger, cup of coffee, lettuce and tomato. Two times a dime to see a man kiss the alligator. One more time around three on the Ferris wheel ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My chicken ain't chicken till it's looking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Apples are for eating and snakes are for hissing. I've heard about hugging and I've heard about kissing. I read about a free and a 50-cent illustrated guide. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken eat chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Well, my uncle used to love me, but she died. Chicken eat chicken till it's licking good fried. On the sunny side, my uncle used to love me, but she died. Yeah, my uncle used to love me, but she died.
Thank you.
listening to a great track here. This is Oliver Schroer and the Stewed Tomatoes. It's called My Uncle's Pockets. And he said it's a tune that he wrote that's kind of like Don Messer going to a Jewish wedding. The elements of both of those things. Oliver Schroer is a great fiddler. Grew up in Gray County, played French horn in school, but he's started on fiddle as well, took some fiddle lessons while classical. And he released his first album. I think he got his chops in the Toronto subway. He used to busk and on the violin, and he began to record then in 1993, I think, is his first album, Jigs Up. It was nominated for a Juno Award in the Best Roots or Traditional Album category, which is a great debut. He's a prolific composer. He recorded 10 CDs in 14 years. He performed on over 100 albums, wrote more than 1,000 pieces of music. He's much missed. That was from the CD simply called Stewed Tomatoes. Before that, we heard La Famille Arsenault of southeastern New Brunswick. It was made up of 10 members aged 11 to 70 over three generations. They're from five different Arsenault family units, grandparents, children, and grandchildren. They're a great Acadian family band. They have great celebrations, great kitchen spirit. They have two, maybe three, I think, very popular albums from back in the day. Great tours, lovely reception. I mentioned we're going to play a Tony Allen track. This is from his CD called Steam. Tony Allen was a member of the Toronto Bluegrass group, the Backstabbers, and his other groups as well. One of Canada's best fiddlers. He put together this CD as a labor of love for songs drawn entirely from obscure early 20th century southern sources. This is one of those songs, Aunt Betsy Crossing the Rhine.
When I die, I'm going to see Aunt Betsy. When I die, when I die, when I die, I'm going to see Aunt Betsy. When I die. Glad reunion when I die. There'll be a glad reunion when I die. When I die, when I die, there'll be a glad reunion when I die. Heaven in a whirlwind when I die. I'm going to heaven in a whirlwind when I die. When I die, when I die, I'm going to heaven in a whirlwind when I die. Thank you. I'm going to see Aunt Betsy when I die. When I die. When I die. I'm going to see Aunt Betsy when I die.
This is our last track. This is Brian Bowers, wonderful auto harp player. He kind of made a space for the auto harp in American bluegrass and folk music and roots music. This is something called Reunion, which fits the theme today. It has been about families, extended families, uncles, aunts, and so on. We'll do that again next week. This has been show number 232 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. Before that, we heard Tony Allen and Aunt Betsy crossing the Rhine. So I hope you have good reunions with extended family and friends this summer as it unfolds here in the Northern Hemisphere. Do take care of each other, okay? And happy trails.